Hello? Hello, Curtis Rubin?
Yeah, Lee.
Hey, how are you doing? Is this better?
Not really.
All right, can you bear with me or no?
I got you.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Perfect. So let's go over your file and hopefully get to a resolution here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your transaction's approved. We're trying to pay the vendor. Here is the challenge. This equipment is going to a different address than your normal billing address, which is fine. We do this all the time. What we need to do is we need somehow to link the two addresses, and it's really not an issue of creditworthiness. It's an issue of having proof that this business is allowed to occupy that space, and the overall theme behind it is, God forbid if someone defaults, or God forbid there's a dispute, we have some type of verification that says we had proof that this customer could occupy the space. Now, from what I understand, you don't have a traditional lease agreement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Our funding department wants to be very liberal here because we foresee a long-term relationship and not kind of put your feet to the fire. I also sometimes think for a lot of customers, they want to maintain civility with their landlords and they don't want to duke it out. Is that a correct assumption for you?
Correct.
Okay. So here are the options. First thing is, if we can get any type of documentation that verifies your company occupies that space, we'll take it. That could be a business bank statement with that address. That could be a utility bill in your name with that address.
How about our insurance policy that shows the address?
Your insurance policy?
Mm-hmm.
That could fly.
I mean, why wouldn't it? Why would we be insuring that area if...
Because traditionally what they need is a lease agreement. That's what they traditionally need, but I will try to make it fly. Let me play devil's advocate, though, just in case, because the last thing that at the end of the day, I'll do whatever you want, but I also know with customers, they don't like to start screwing around with different programs when they're trying to pay someone literally this day or the next day. Why won't your landlord or will your landlord furnish you with a traditional lease agreement? And if so, well, that's the first question. Will they or won't they? Or what's going on with that?
Well, first of all, let's say it's not a traditional landlord. Let's say it's some good friends of ours.
Okay.
And when we started this business, I asked them if we could use their place to start the business up, and they said, sure, we'd be happy to. And neither one of us at the time felt like it was necessary to develop any lease agreement. I paid them a monthly payment and utility payments, and that was it.
Okay, very reasonable. But what I'm saying is, let's say that our funding department, let's just play devil's advocate, and I'm not trying to upset you, I'm trying to be as forthright as possible. Let's say our funding department comes back and says, hey, look, for this specific program, we need a lease agreement. Would your landlord be opposed to just going online, getting a lease template, it's a 2-page-long document, and writing you a lease for funding purposes?
I believe so, because it's not just a lease for funding purposes. It then becomes a binding document, and then him and his attorney and me and my attorney would want to go over to make sure it's totally correct.
Okay.
So nobody does a traditional lease agreement for funding purposes, because that is still going to be a legal binding document.
Correct.
Okay.
What I'm saying is sometimes we work with landlords and they don't want us to share their information with like the IRS or something like that. And I'm saying we don't. We're not the IRS. We're just saying, hey, look, because let me kind of walk you through the flip side of it. Let's say you default. That's a part of this business. Anyone that says that is wrong. But let's say you default, okay?
Okay.
Let's say we go to the facility.
Okay.
We say, hey, Mr. Landlord, we're here to repossess this equipment. There are landlords that say, you're not coming on my premises. And then we say, but we have a signed contract with this customer that says that you can use this space, that this is where the equipment's located. And the landlord comes back to us and says, well, that's great that this customer signed a lease agreement, but until you can show me, sign an agreement for financing, listing this address, but until you can show me proof that you had verification that from my signature, that shows that this space was supposed to be occupied by this client, this is not your equipment. It's mine.
Okay.
And so that is one of the things just, you know, that we have to deal with, where landlords have kind of told us sometimes, hey, look, until you prove to me And I'm not saying that your landlord would say that. I doubt this kind of person was someone that does something against on a handshake, because that's the way that I operate.
Well, I'm going to say he will.
I'm sorry?
I'm playing you now. I'm being the devil's advocate. He will deny you access to that property.
Okay.
Because there ain't none of those containers on that property at all right now.
There's what?
There's not one of those containers on that property right now.
Okay.
They are all at job sites right now. And that is how this business goes. This business, if I keep those containers on that address, you will be looking for me because I will be bankrupt and you will want your containers back.
But we do have to put an address, though, on the document. And I
told Jeremiah that we have another address that we use for the same purpose, except for unloading the big orders because there's not enough room, that we could give him. It's this one address for some reason he wants, and it's just because that's where the containers get unloaded.
Okay.
So we use another address just as much.
Give me 1 second, Kurt. Can you bear with me real quick?
Sure.
So, because, I didn't see any of these files on the initial approval, so let's see why that address is coming up. And I'm here to help. I'm not here to hinder, by the way.
Well, no, I mean, all I was doing was being the devil's advocate, too. That's the thing, is that those containers aren't going to be at that address. If you guys want to come and get them, you're going to have to go all over 4 counties to find them. Because
is the address in question the 10180 West Highway?
Yeah.
Okay, so we made the documents with 300 West Level. That was crossed through, and that address was written in by someone at your company.
Only because we had them when the person that delivers the containers, he delivers them to that other address because he can't get them where you're at.
Okay.
He has a huge semi that comes in with all these containers, and he needs a real large property, and so that's where they get unloaded. That's why he took our business address out of it. And for some reason, he thinks that they got to have that address.
Well, yeah, he put that on the invoice. But let me see if I can help out, because we're not the vendor. We don't make the invoices, obviously. And I'm going to walk you through this, and we're going to get a resolution. That's the most important thing, and we're going to do it fast. So if you could send Jeremiah the insurance that verifies that address is one thing. Let me walk you through. So let's walk you through some options, because I'd rather overwhelm you than underwhelm you. So here's the step-by-step, the play-by-play. Option one, we get the insurance today. We will get it. Hopefully my funding department will clear it. Hopefully they'll clear it. If they clear it, we'll pay the guy. You're done. All right? Everyone's happy. Option two, let's say that they don't accept the insurance certificate. They don't accept the insurance certificate. They say, so, you know what? We need a lease agreement. At that point, it might be a good idea, and we might have to broach the subject, and I know it's an uncomfortable subject, but say, hey, look, Kurt, in order to fund this specific program, we're going to need to get a lease agreement, some type of documentation that verifies this address is yours. We're not going to force the transaction, but that's something that might need to be done on this transaction. I hope it doesn't. But
now, back up.
Go ahead.
Back up. Why do you need that address?
Because, well, it's the address that was...
The company address is 300 Level Gulch. That's where we run the company out of, is that address. Okay, we have containers at this address also. All of our business documents, all over, is 300 West Level Gulch.
Okay.
Why do you need that one address? Just because that's where the containers get delivered.
Okay, I can explain it. That's a fair question. That's a very reasonable question. They're asking, and by they I mean the funding department, they're asking for that address because that's what's on the vendor's invoice, and also that's what's crossed through on the documents. Now, I could go back to them and say, hey, look, this customer doesn't want to go down this path. I guess the million-dollar question I would ask you is this, and I can kind of prepare, and hopefully it doesn't come to this, but let me kind of prepare you because I'm always needing to think a step ahead. My funding department could come back to me and say, okay, fine, we'll drop it. But we're going to send a site inspector out to that address, and we're going to have the vendor revise the invoice. So that's two questions. A, would the vendor be willing to revise the invoice? And B, if they send a site inspector out to that equipment, where will it be located? Because if it's located at that address...
It'll be located in, it could be located in 3 or 4 different counties.
Okay.
It won't be located on that property. There's not one of them there right now.
When these containers, and I am familiar actually with this line of business, so don't think you're talking to someone who just doesn't know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. The equipment doesn't sit there. It gets rented out for jobs, either short or long-term demolition jobs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. So I guess the question I asked you is this. When this equipment actually comes back from jobs, where will this equipment be stored? Is it indeterminate, or will it be stored at the 300 West, or the 1,180, or both?
Usually when it's picked up, it's dumped, and immediately while it's on the truck, it goes to another job address.
Okay. And in just this case, the vendor chose to go to this address simply because that's where their truck could drive up to.
Yeah, it's a huge truck, and they have all these containers. You need a lot of area to unload. If you know what we're talking about, if you know what a 30-yard demolition
is. I know it is.
You know how big it is. And when you get a load of 4 to 8 of them, you need a lot of room to operate and get all those taken off the truck.
Okay. So last question for you, and I think what I'm hearing from you, and it's loud and clear, is, Ruben, if it's possible, Jeremiah, if it's possible, don't deal with this whole landlord lease. I do not want to go down the path. That's what you're telling me in a nutshell, correct?
Well, in a nutshell, I'm saying I'm not going to. Now,
okay.
What I did tell Jeremiah, hold on, my wife's asking me something.
Sure.
They won't take it.
She asked me why you won't take 300 West Level Gulch where the business is located at.
It's not that we won't take it. We have to match up that. And I don't want you to think I'm being confrontational, because I'm not. It's not in my personality. The only reason the fund department is asking for that address is where it says equipment location on the documents, it was crossed through and that address was entered, the new address, mm-hmm. and as well mm-hmm. as the vent. I'm sorry?
Who crossed it out?
I think someone in your company. Not us. As far as I can tell.
Well, then send it back to us and we'll put the other address.
Okay, and additionally, the vendor invoiced you guys for that address. So I can't go back in time. I don't have that power. But if you can send me an insurance certificate, I think I can explain this and hopefully get where you need to go. And ultimately, we're not here to force your hand. If, you know, the landlord and you can't do a lease agreement, then you can't. And that's nothing, you know, that's okay. We're not here to, like, put your feet to the fire.
Okay.
I was just made aware of this very recently, so that's why I've been asked to help. I'm just trying to help. That's all I'm trying to do.
Now, look at how long ago all of this happened. Look at how long ago you guys keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. This is not the first load of containers I've bought, and not once has anybody needed a lease agreement at the property that they get delivered to. Not one time.
Okay. I can understand.
You guys are the only ones that finance things and end up getting 50% back for what the value is. So you know and I know that you guys get a pretty penny for what you guys do. And if you guys have an easy way to get for a guy to get purchases, sometimes people are willing to do that. But from right now, what I'm seeing, it seems like it's a kind of a pain in the butt for me to go through an agency that is getting such a high price to loan money on it.
I think I'm going to address something here because it's my role and it's important. The cost of your financing has nothing to do. The funder doesn't think that way. So I understand what you're saying. You're trying to say, hey, look, I'm going to you guys. I have some options. I want this to be fast, and you're pressing me for information. The funder is asking. This is their job, just to verify addresses. It would be the same as if your signatures didn't match your driver's licenses. They won't budge on that issue. It has nothing to do with your price of funding. It has simply to do with them doing a verification. And I don't have the power, nor does Jeremiah, to twist their hand on that. We just don't. We have run into this issue, and we have had other clients said, hey, look, if push comes to shove, I'll get a lease agreement with my information, because what other funding companies do is, frankly, none of our business. I'm trying to here to help, and I understand your frustration. I'm going to acknowledge it. But at the same time, I don't think it's super unreasonable to ask for a lease agreement to verify an address. And the only reason, as far as that I know, that this came involved, and I think what happened is, and I think it's just a, you know, it is what it is. Someone got documents, Jeremiah got documents back. There was an address crossed through. That address was put in. It was sent over. The vendor had a different address. That's probably not what we had on the application. And when it went to funding, they said, the funder said, well, why do we have this address? And the application says that address. And that's what's causing this can of worms.
Well, send us a new deal and we'll pull it out right.
We're already past that. I can't go unwind that because the equipment is currently at this other location, correct?
You don't need to keep going back and forth. I mean, I told Jeremiah last week, I said, Jeremiah, what I need you to do is I need you to tell me what you need besides the lease agreement. When you find out what you need, give me a call back. So, if you are telling me right now that you need a copy of our insurance for that address, fine, I will get it. But I don't want another call back to say, okay, now I need this, and then we do that again. And
oh, okay, that's fair.
Jeremiah asked for months. We gave him 6 months of checks going to pay rent to that address.
Okay.
And so that wasn't good enough.
So let me explain. I think you feel like someone's kind of leading you around, correct?
Yeah, that's not what's happening. That is what's happening. Nobody, I mean, I'm telling you that I am not going to ask my friend to go into a lease agreement because of one lender.
Okay. Understood.
I just need you to tell me you're not going to get a lease agreement. What do you want?
Okay, so just so you know, it's not like a black and white thing. Here's what the funding department needs, and I apologize for any miscommunication. They asked for a lease agreement. I'm assuming Jeremiah asked you for a lease agreement. That's something you want to provide. So he's looking for creative ways to make you happy. The lease agreement checks we have, they don't have your address on it. They don't have the address of the facility. So all they show is that a check's being rented to someone. They don't say for where. So somehow we need to match up this address. What can they take? Business bank statements, which obviously they don't have this address on it. Utility bills. I understand the landlord pays the utilities. So I'm not telling you that if you send me your insurance certificate, it will fly. I'm being perfectly clear. There is nothing I want to tell you that says, hey, that'll fly. You can send it to me, and I can try to push it through and see if they'll accept it. But no, I'm not telling you to send me an insurance certificate and that you have the green light for me that this will work in place of it. Regarding our programs, on this specific program, they won the lease agreement. That doesn't mean there aren't other programs available for you. No one here is kind of here to push your hands. It's not how we work. Just to confirm, though, you're saying, is all this equipment, by the way, is it at your facility, or is it still, like, is it already out on job sites?
What did I tell you?
Well, you said it was delivered and it goes out on job sites. I don't know what this specific equipment that we're finding. There's
not one of them on that site at all. They are all out on jobs. That's why we needed them.
Okay.
There's not one on site.
Okay. And you said the other address that we have, that also acts as a storage yard for you, correct?
We have two other addresses.
Okay.
That is the one address. You know, we deliver through four different counties.
Okay,
so we have other addresses. That one address is the one that they get delivered to because of the space in the yard.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, why don't you send me the insurance certificate? I'll explain that to my funding department to the best of my abilities, and hopefully I'll find a resolution. You know, like I said, we'll do our best.
Okay. We'll get it out at ASAP. Now, how do you want it sent to you?
You can email or fax it to us. Send it over to Jeremiah.
Okay, we'll send it to Jeremiah.
Okay.
And he'll be getting it quickly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bye.